Good afternoon and welcome to your extended news at noon. As we continue, of course, we're winding down our conversations with our schools. I know I think we have one more to go, but today's day is with Mars. So Mars School District on the phone with me is Dr. Mark Gross. And Mark, thank you for joining me. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
And it's been an interesting journey, I know, for all of you as superintendents. I know this is not something that you've done before, but I've asked all the superintendents this as I've opened up our programs. What's on your heart? What would you like to tell the community? If all opinions were set aside, what do you think about at night?
Yeah, I would just like to tell the community, and I believe they've been extremely supportive. I arrived here in July, so I'm a new superintendent to Mars area. And obviously arrived under very difficult times, unprecedented times. And the support that this community has shown, that the district has been absolutely amazing. I know in some pockets of this population of superintendents across the state, not necessarily locally, it's been a rough ride depending on the community they've been in. But I can't say enough about the support we've been given to our community, our community's given us. Throughout this process, because I think they've realized it's not easy, it's unprecedented, and continue to receive extremely good comments. I understand they're behind us in this, and they understand we're not going to be perfect as we move forward, but we are working in the best interest of their children. So, unprecedented times, not anything we would have all imagined, you know, prior to March of this past school year. I don't think any of us would ever imagine we'd be planning in a manner we are now, but I think we're all in this together, and the support's been amazing. So just like to thank our community for that.
Talking about the support, one thing that I find very impressive and I'm proud of, and I'm not even in your shoes, is the collaboration between the school districts and the county, and we've talked to other school districts about that. How has that helped the Mars School District? Because, of course, the school districts in Butler County are of different sizes, but have there been points out of those conversations that helped you develop what you needed to for Mars?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of it has just been the reassurance. You know, we're here, you know, I'm superintendent of Mars trying to lead our group and making the right decisions. And those conversations with the superintendents in Butler County that have already been here, they've been tremendous. I mean, from day one, the day I got here at Mars, you know, I had a lot of outreach from the local superintendents here to help. We've been in this together. We're on conference calls together. We text one another. We share ideas. We steal ideas sometimes. but we're all in this together. We're working together. And really, you know, Butler County is a community in itself. You can't look at it in Mars being a silo. It's share and share alike, because all of Butler County's children are just as important, no matter, you know, what school district they're going to. So I'm proud of our group. I'm new to the group, and I've been mentored quite quickly by several folks, you know, that have been here for quite some time, and it's been amazing. And I'd also like to thank our intermediate unit for their support through this. They've had weekly meetings to try to support the superintendents. So it really has been a group effort. It's been a community effort, not only Mars area, but countywide.
Well, here we are in late August, knowing that at any time health concerns could change and things could change once again. But at this point, what are your plans for back to school?
Our plans, we unveiled those plans. I started here early in July. We formed a committee rather quickly that had representation from various members of the school community. And our plan ended up being 5 days. We are coming back. Our teachers are actually here right now getting trained. Our students will return next Monday, the 31st. We are 5 days traditional. And with that, we are giving parents the option that if individuals aren't comfortable with that, there's some apprehension or anxiety, we have what we're calling the live stream interactive model, which if parents aren't sending their children, the second option is they can basically be live with the teacher each and every day, every period. They can log in. Teachers will have logins for the students that they'll give them. Students can stay home, log in, see the live class taking place.
Give us a picture of what that would be like, because it's going to be different than what we hit in the spring. And in the spring, we had all that flexibility. It was almost like just go online, get your work done, and we'll check it when we can. This
absolutely.
Fall is more structured.
Yes, it's absolutely different than in the spring. I think every district across Pennsylvania was absolutely shocked and thrown into a place that they've never thought they've been in. So as we're telling teachers the day before that they're going home and teaching from home, it wasn't easy. And there wasn't as much interaction as there probably should have been, and that's not a discredit to the teachers. I mean, it's pretty much they got thrown into a situation with zero time to prepare. So all districts sort of hung on for dear life, did the best they could. When I arrived in Mars in July, I know that a lot of the reflections on the spring was, you know, that it wasn't as interactive as it needed to be. So our second option, we purchased cameras that are placed 12 feet from the front of the classroom. Teachers have lapel mics, and they'll be turning that camera on and those lapel mics on. Students will be able to see their whiteboard or smart board. They'll be able to project that smart board onto the screen for the student at home, so they're able to follow along with the lesson. But it's in real time. It allows for real-time questions. It allows for real-time activities. And I think that's the major, major shift and the major, major change that people, especially here at Mars, will experience. It's not just posting of assignments, turning them in. It's teacher interaction with students. And I think that social, emotional learning piece is so important. You know, I try to, talk to our folks here at Mars that, you know, academics is one thing, but really the social, emotional needs of our students are very important, and that interaction is very, very important. And I know it's important to them.
Yeah.
They're in training this week. I'm getting ready for it. It's new to them. I'm sure there's some anxieties. Anytime there's anything new, there's anxiety. But we feel very, very confident, especially with the attitude that our teachers have shown all week. Despite the anxiety, I mean, we're excited to get back in the business of educating the best that we can, whether that's live students in the class in front of us or students who choose to be home and watching us, you know, through
right.
the computer. So
right.
it's a major difference than what folks experienced in the spring.
And I know your teachers will be able to do it. And just from me working in this industry for so long, I've worked with a lot of public speakers, and that's a different element. It's a bit of a challenge to get used to now, wearing a lavalier mic and being in front of a camera. So just be patient with your teachers. They'll get it. They'll get it down.
Absolutely.
But it's just a whole different way.
Our community too. They would be patient with us. You know, we're not going to be failing out of the gate. You know, we'll be doing quite well out of the gate. I feel very confident.
Right.
But yeah, this will evolve, and it'll continue to evolve into better and better instruction, to the point that, you know, I think it'll end up being very much just a routine.
Right, it will.
Change right now.
Right. Dr. Gross, let me ask you, and folks, if you're just joining us, this is the Mars Area School District. What are your contingency plans if you're going back 5 days a week? And you just explained the option there with joining virtually, if you will. But what are your contingency plans if and when you see COVID-19 cases appear in your school district?
Yes, and one case won't necessarily shut a building down, according to the CDC. You know, we have to be in constant communication with the Department of Health should there be any positives. And they continue to emphasize one case alone won't shut a school down. It may result in some quarantining through contact tracing, those type of things. So our goal is to keep our schools open. I try to tell our teachers there may be an ebb and flow, and also the community, when we had our community presentation with the model that we have, at any given time, depending on cases in the county or cases in schools, you know, there'll most likely be an ebb and flow where we're open. I'm hoping we're open 180 days each building, and we're fine. But the reality is we may have COVID cases to the point we may need to shut a building down for a small period of time while it's aerated and cleansed and folks can come back in. So this model that I'm talking about is our second option. Is if we need to regress a little bit to make sure everyone's healthy and safe, you know, we'll be able to live stream our instruction even if the buildings are closed, because we do have laptop computers that teachers, if they have to remain home, you know, they can still teach live again, not just posting assignments. They can replicate what we're doing here during the day and teach live. Should the county close down or the state comes back with another closure of all schools, our plan here at Mars would be, as long as it's the closure doesn't occur due to the, you know, district building being contaminated or anything like that, our goal would be to bring our teachers back, work in their classrooms with this, with these webcams and lapel mics, and actually teach from their classrooms, even if the state would close us down. I don't envision that happening, but it's a possibility. So that would be another option. You know, if we're closing a school because of COVID cases, obviously we need to keep our teachers safe. They will teach live from home. But if we're just closed down statewide, due to the number of cases statewide or in the county, we plan to bring our teachers into the classroom. You know, they can socially distance, be in their classroom, and actually teach from their classroom.
Sure.
Absent students using this new technology.
What do you do with connectivity issues, whether it be on the school's end, if a teacher has to be at home on their end, or the student's end?
Yeah, that's to be anticipated. We would certainly hope that doesn't happen. But our contingency plan for that is our help desk, our IT department, is able to field any questions for connectivity issues from parents when they're home. So anybody that's home and they're unable to log on, they can certainly get help through our help desk. If it's a district-wide outage, we're going to continue to reaffirm to parents. We would put an announcement out there. But the good news is teachers would then just simply post the assignments.
Okay.
Obviously, that's our greatest fear, those connectivity issues. But you know, there are times we all work with technology. You know, we need to prepare that it could happen. If it happens, at a minimum, you know, the teachers will be able to post the assignment for that day. And obviously, our outages should not be, you know, more than a day. You know, so we just have to be flexible with that.
Right. Let's lump a couple of these categories together, like temperatures and masks. How will you deal with those? Are you asking for temperatures to be taken? And then masks, I assume you're wearing them from the governor's mandate. And how are you handling that going back 5 days a week of full schedule?
Yes, we are enforcing the mask policy, for lack of a better term. It is a mandate. It's not a recommendation. So we are asking that students wear face shields or face masks or face protection. The difference between Pennsylvania and CDC, CDC continues to refer to masking. Pennsylvania's mandate refers to face protection. So we're asking all students. We put information out last week to our parents that we will be enforcing the mask order. It's for the health, safety, and welfare of everyone. It's a face protection order, and we are expecting that students have those on. We are providing face mask or face protection breaks. We're working those out through the elementary schools now, what that's actually going to look like. And it's ironic today. My plan is to meet with the secondary, middle, and high school because they don't have things like recess that occur in the elementary school. We would have very specific plans together that students have an opportunity for a face mask or face protection break. For students that are documented to have a medical condition or disability as per the ADA, we are working with alternatives. We're saying if they can't wear a mask, wear a face shield. If they can't wear a face shield or a mask, then we're asking them to contact us if that documentation exists so we can work out alternatives to keep everyone healthy and safe. We don't want students walking around unmasked or without the necessary protections. So that may warrant alternatives. And one of those alternatives may be, you know, the only option would be we're not going to deny you the education, but we're going to have you stay at home and utilize our LSI model just for the health, safety, and welfare of everybody. But
sure,
we're hoping that individuals that truly have a disorder or an issue or disability that keeps them from wearing face protection, they can maybe not do a mask, but at least a shield. That would be a win-win for all of us. But if that's unable to occur, our most likely option would be recommending that parents keep their child home and utilize the LSI option. And that's just for the protection of our teachers, staff members and our students.
For Mars Area School District, are you taking temperatures? Are you having that done at home? I know we've talked to different school districts. In Butler, of course, they have the temperature-taking machines. In another district, it might be taken off the table just because of data that they've seen. So what are you doing in Mars?
Yeah, we've basically told parents, and we're basically paralleling what the CDC is recommending. They're saying that the schools, basically, and we have it in one of our documents that we shared with the community, CDC is saying that the temperature checks should be taken at home and that decision should be made by parents prior to coming in. We do have the ability to take temperatures should a child be sent to the nurse or they feel ill or they're symptomatic, but we will not be doing mandatory temperature checks as they enter the building. We're asking parents to do that at home. We're asking teachers to do that at home and basically to not come in if they're running a temperature.
Another topic we've talked a lot about in the past week or so is lunchtime. How are you handling that? Can you get some kids outside while the weather is still on your side? What's your plan for lunch?
Absolutely. And it's here in Mars, it's very different dependent upon the building. You can go into the elementary schools. Looks like it's pretty good there as far as lunches and trying to break them out. But if you walk through our buildings, especially our middle school and high school, you'll see chairs and tables in locations that typically haven't been, where there haven't been tables and chairs in the past. So we're utilizing spaces beyond the cafeterias to get that social distancing. And there are plans to possibly use some areas externally and outside, you know, as the weather permits. We're working on that as we speak, on where those locations would be and establishing those. But pretty much it's a very different world when it comes to lunch, because kids will be in the cafeteria, but our students can be spread out in various places throughout the building. And if you would walk our buildings right now, even though they're empty, you know, prior to COVID, you'd be thinking, what in the world would they be having all these tables here
right,
for? But
it's
to take care of the overflow for lunches and to try to accommodate the social distancing.
So you don't have any days off in between, is that right? You're 5 days a week, all your kids are coming back, except for the virtual options.
Yes, all of our kids are coming back. We have a third option, which is our Mars Area Cyber Academy, which I didn't touch on. So really, our plan is three options. Come back 5 days a week, welcome you back with open arms. Folks that are not comfortable with that, we respect that. You can stay home and do the LSI model, log in from home, see real live instruction in real time. Or the third option, we do have a Mars Area Cyber Academy that several parents have taken advantage of, and that is an asynchronous environment, meaning it's not live, it's not as interactive, but is basically students will work through the curriculum in modules and do that at their own time.
What's the percentage of students that are coming back in person? And I ask that because I'm thinking of class sizes. I'm thinking of lunchrooms. I'm thinking of all the space where you're trying to space out students. Does it help with a number of students taking the cyber and virtual options?
It does. I mean, it's helped a little bit, but in Mars area, we have about 81% of our students at the last look that parents have requested that they return. So we will have approximately 81% as of where we are now. I continue to get emails of some parents that, you know, have decided they want to start out LSI, and perhaps once they feel comfortable, can they come in? And we're certainly being flexible. So there'll be a little bit of an ebb and flow there, I believe. Once we get that first weekend, we may have some folks that, you know, feel a little uncomfortable and want to move to the other model. And we're trying to be flexible with them. And we may have folks saying, wow, yeah, this is working and things seem like they're going well. And we want to have our children come in. So right now we're about 81%.
I do appreciate your time again, folks. If you're just joining us, this is the Mars Area School District. Knowing that you have been in collaboration meetings with the other school districts, of course, the county commissioner is a part of that, and of course, Dr. Love from the Butler Hospital, which we've talked to many a time. Has there been any indication in those meetings about how many weeks would go by before you may see some cases? Is there a general idea of like a couple of weeks, a month? Has there been any kind of conversation like that?
There hasn't been, but they've done a great job in keeping us up with the metrics. At last look, the Metrics PD's website, Department of Health, was saying it's about 16 out of every 100,000. That's sort of the number. 16 per 100,000 is the number in Butler County now, and that's coupled with the percent of confirmed positive cases is 1.6. That was this past weekend when they updated that. If you take those two factors together, the Pennsylvania Department of Education, you know, has the new metrics and outlines, you know, their recommendations. So right now, Butler County's numbers, Mars Area School District, we are considered in that low range, which allows us to offer the traditional face-to-face instruction or a blended model.
Right.
So I was talking to our teachers yesterday as I was trying to get out to the buildings when they were back. I tried to update them on those metrics. I don't believe anyone has a crystal ball to see how quickly that could change. We're hoping it doesn't. We hope it stays at a low smolder and not a spike, as I continue to refer it to as. And you know, as long as we're able to keep schools open and welcome students in, I know that's what our community's asking us to do, and we're going to be back in the business of education. Should that change, great news for everyone is we have this live stream option that we can now offer should we need to close a building or we may need to send kids home. So we feel very, very confident. I was not in Mars area in the spring, but I was in another district. And like I said earlier, it sort of threw everybody into a place that they never thought they'd be and shuffling at the last minute. We've had all summer to prepare. This is a whole new world for us now. If COVID does exist and it does rear its head again to the point that schools close, we are in a much better position to offer live instruction to parents.
Let me ask you about your teachers. Two quick questions I'll ask at the same time, and I'll let you answer. And then, of course, I know we're out of time. How have you worked with your teachers in coming back to school? Do you think that you'll have a shortage of teachers or subs just because that's always been a conversation? When a sub needs to come in, can you find enough subs to come into a school? And I guess a third point when we're talking about teachers, talk about your teachers. I know they're fabulous teachers in Mars Area School District. And how are they doing?
Yeah, they're great questions. From the inception of this committee that we talked about, we invited the union representatives to the table to be part of those discussions. They've continued to work with us. Matter of fact, as recently as yesterday, after the first day of teacher training, the union president, Mr. Joe Graff, and I had a conversation. We try to stay in constant contact with each other. He shared some concerns that some individuals had. We worked through those very quickly this morning. And again, the only way to keep things moving, you know, with our teaching staff is to make sure we're listening and we're working hand in hand in tandem with them, and it's not a top-down situation. So they've worked with us very, very, very closely, and they continue to do that, and we continue to stay in very, very good contact. I know they surveyed their members several weeks ago. They shared that data with us. We were able to see where some of the anxieties existed, you know, trying to work through that. But I think it's fair to say our teacher attitudes are phenomenally good. They're excellent. They know that they need to come back and get back in the business of educating our kids. But at the same time, it's very normal. I tried to get to as many faculty meetings as I could yesterday, and I told them, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling apprehension, that's normal. You know, it doesn't think anything's wrong. This is new. It's change. It's different. The way we educate is different. The world is different, but we'll continue to support one another through this process. And as I told them, you know, if there's a little bit of anxiety and apprehension, I think we all have that. You know, we want to do what's right for the community. We want to do what's right for our kids, and we want to make sure it's not only done right, but it's done well.
And as a district, as a district, do you expect any shortfalls in teachers or subs? Just, I mean, somebody could get a common cold. You know, I mean, somebody's just out sick for whatever given reason. Do you find that you're going to have a struggle in finding subs to come in?
We do have. We've all, and as you're aware, there has been a sub shortage across the state even prior to COVID. Right now, we are hitting on all cylinders. Leading up to next week, we do not have many staff at all that will be out The majority of back are back. Those that have taken a leave, we have been able to replace. We've worked with our teachers, with our administrators, in having a backup plan should we not have substitutes available. We are podding teachers. What I mean by that is, for example, in the elementary school, we have specific grade level teachers understanding that if a teacher is unfortunately needs to be out and unable to work and we cannot replace them, we have other teachers that are going to jump in and help facilitate those classes, you know, if we have those days that occur like that. So that's something we're working on as we speak, because it could easily happen. There's been sub shortages prior to COVID, and this is going to complicate matters. So the only way to survive this is have internal plans that don't rely on external folks. So we're trying to develop a model that should someone be out and we cannot replace them through a substitute teacher, we do have the ability that other teachers can step up to the plate, help their colleagues, and assure that the classes continue and they can help facilitate those.
Mars Area School District, Dr. Mark Gross on the phone with me. Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave before we separate here?
No, I just want to thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share our plans. These are unprecedented times. And again, I just want to thank our community, and I'd like to thank all of my colleagues across Butler County, the Intermediate Unit, the Allegheny Health Network folks. Sorry if I'm missing anyone, but just everybody that's come together to try to make this happen. I think we're ready to go. Our first day is, again, next Monday, and I think we'll be pleasantly surprised that we've made much, much progress over the summer and compared to what we had to deal with in the spring.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank everybody that was part of that and the community for being supportive.
Well, thank you so much for your time. My best to you as you go back to school here in a few days, and hopefully we'll be in touch with better news in a few months, right?
Let's hope so.
That's right. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.